Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Easter, and from Albania we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who's serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled Victory of the People.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." The Word of the Lord. We have just started Easter time, and the liturgy invites us to meet this man, Nicodemus. Who is he? The only reliable knowledge we have about him comes from the Gospel of John. It is only there that we learn that he was a ruler of the Jews, a Pharisee, and a member of the Sanhedrin. Just before today's Gospel reading, John tells us about the wedding feast at Cana, where Jesus turned water into good wine, and that later on, in the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. He drove them out, telling them, "Stop making my father's house a marketplace." When he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed in his name because they saw the signs that he was doing. With these things in mind, Nicodemus went to Jesus at night to learn from him about his teaching. He told Jesus, "We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus told him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit." Jesus knew that Nicodemus was a good and loyal man, for this Pharisee knew the law and lived accordingly. John tells us that during a meeting of the Sanhedrin, Nicodemus advised his colleagues to hear and investigate before making a judgment concerning Jesus. He told them, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They tried to deride him. "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." They were angry because they had sent temple police to arrest Jesus, and they didn't, for never has anyone spoken like this man. Then each of them went home, John tells us. When Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again," the Pharisee answered, "How can this be?" I remembered Mary's answer to Gabriel when he told her of God's plan for her in the mystery of the Incarnation. The angel answered, "With God, nothing will be impossible." I found myself asking, is Christ's dialogue with the good Pharisee a call for him to become a disciple? We read about Nicodemus again when he joined Joseph of Arimathea in preparing Christ's body for burial in a new tomb. He took with him a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. Joseph was a disciple of Jesus secretly for fear of the Jews. Surely Nicodemus also became a true disciple of Jesus. What's Nicodemus's link to Easter? In his dialogue with Nicodemus, Jesus gave him and us a first hint about his death. He told him, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Nicodemus defended Jesus when needed and helped in his burial. In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, Holy Week, Pope Benedict XVI observed that the quantity of the balm used in preparing Christ's body for burial is extraordinary and exceeds all normal proportions. This is a royal burial. Nicodemus helped to give a royal burial to Jesus. And what does all this tell us today? We do not know much about Nicodemus, but I feel that John wanted to present Nicodemus as an example for us to follow if we want to be born from above and to help bring about a change of heart in this our world. If we have doubts or questions to ask, let us do like him and go and speak to Jesus himself in prayer and ask for help from his disciples. If we want to be true disciples, we can do like him and speak up for him, and through our way of living, give testimony of his love for each one of us personally. If we meet people in need, material or spiritual, let us treat them not as bad or useless people, as many still do, but as true beloved sons and daughters of God, and give them a royal treatment. For Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, whatever you do to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." The name Nicodemus means victory of the people. So Nicodemus is not only a biblical person, he is also a message. Jesus once said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." Eternal life is victory of the people over death. Victory over death is resurrection for Christ and for us. This is the Easter message.